What happens if millions of bats are wiped out in the Northwest? For one thing, a lot more mosquitoes. Scientists say it's a real concern now that a deadly fungus called white nose syndrome has made its way to Washington State. In March, a hiker in North Bend discovered a bat that was infected. Meanwhile, on the East Coast, white nose syndrome has killed nearly 6 million bats. Officials worry it could become widespread here in Washington. EarthFix reporter Jess Burns is covering the story. She told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel how the deadly fungus affects bats.
It just kind of weakens the bat. It desiccates and attacks the wings. The wings become shriveled up. Bats can't fly. It disrupts their hibernation, which is really important to them to get through from season to season. And it'll wake them up early. They'll come out and they'll fly at weird times during the day in the freezing weather when there are no insects and when they're not really built to fly. And this disease, it causes a 90 to 100% mortality rate when it affects when it comes into a cave system. There's seven different species of bats that have been affected by it so far.
So, Jess, what does this mean for the bat population here in the Pacific Northwest?
You know, it's hard to say. Once again, it's really early, but in the East, it's this white nose syndrome has just decimated populations. 6 million bats dead. And that's a very, very low estimate, they're saying. You know, when a cave is affected, when what they call a hibernacula is affected, the mortality rate is 90 to 100%. So these bats are just gone, basically. And so when you're looking at that and what has happened back east, things could get really, really bad for bats in the Pacific Northwest.
So then potentially, what might that mean for our ecosystem?
Well, bats are really kind of cool animals. They're voracious insect eaters. So I saw this stat that, you know, 1 million bats eat 1,500 tons of bugs every year. So there's pretty substantial predators on the insect population. So, you know, without those bats, you have extra bugs in the environment every year. So you have more mosquitoes buzzing you on summer nights. And then there's also huge implications for agriculture because the bugs are also eating the pests that damage crops and forests as well. And so, you know, the estimation is that bats save the agriculture industry $3 billion a year in the U.S. in basically pest control that they don't have to do because the bats are out there eating all the bugs.
Jess, you've made it really clear why farmers in Washington State should be paying close attention to what happens with white nose syndrome, why scientists here are paying close attention to this. What's the argument for why all of us should be paying attention to white nose syndrome in bats here in Washington State?
The squishier, the happier our way to look at this is that bats are really just cool animals. They're fascinating. You know, they have this kind of hidden benefit. And because they fly at night and because they have been the subject of, you know, pop culture, there's a feeling of ickiness, I think, towards them in the broader society. But really, they're super beneficial animals. And they play a big role in our ecosystem. And so I say, you know, there's value there in preserving them and paying attention to this. And also, I mean, just for the person that wants to have a relatively mosquito-free afternoon or a barbecue that, you know, where there's fewer bugs, you know, that's a reason to pay attention. How about that?
Jess Burns reports for EarthFix. She spoke with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel about white nose syndrome. So far, the deadly fungus has been found in one bat here in Washington. If you see a bat that's sick, dead, or behaves erratically, officials ask you to report it to the State Department of Fish and Wildlife.